views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hi, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Radio, CRN Digital Talk, as well as WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out much more at thelucidplanet.com and stream every podcast for free. We've done over 50 of them now at lucidplanetradio.com, as well as iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. I'd love to connect with you on social media as well. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And you can now find me on Instagram too and document the strange, weird, and wonderful happenings of my life, Instagram, The Lucid Planet. I'm also very pleased to announce we are now streaming live on CRN Digital Talk, which is bringing us to over 11 million homes in the US and over 100 countries, like 25 stations just in Australia. Oh my goodness. If you are interested in becoming an advertising sponsor or partner, there are some great opportunities right now. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com. And you can also find out on the website how to listen in your area and nominate yourself or someone else to come on the show. I would love to hear from you. On that note, I want to introduce today's show by saying that feels a lot like we're living in a pressure cooker lately, and it seems that the world can be perceived and also presented to us as a pretty intense and competitive place. There's pressure to have more and to do more and to just be more. And I'm one of those people, classic type A personality, you know, got my doctoral degree in my mid-20s, very hard on myself, always pushing for more. But I also wonder if we've kind of been programmed to believe that we don't have enough and to believe in scarcity. And, you know, we have to fight and struggle always for more. We're taught from our society, our parents, governments, that all of our resources are limited. You know, we have to fight for to have enough money, to have enough gas, to have enough food, to have enough love. And we kind of believe the scarcity even within ourselves. But one thing that's I've always found very interesting is, what if this is just a myth and this idea that we have to be competitive and that we have to live in scarcity and that we have to live in fear? What if this is not genuine, authentic to truly who we are, but it is something that each of us has the power to overcome? You know, I always say nobody is responsible for your happiness or your self-esteem except for yourself. So if we have the power to overcome this, where is it coming from? And so to answer these questions and more today, I'm very excited to welcome author Lori McCammon to the show. Her new book is called Enough: How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World with Just One Word. And it explains the root causes of this collective myth of scarcity and never having enoughness and how you can shift it right now within yourself. So this is very empowering and very fascinating. A little bit more about our guest. Lori McCammon has co-founded a number of consciousness-raising organizations, including the Women's Institute of Maine, Imagine the Good Foundation, the World Institute of Social Architecture. She has the We Are Enough blog. She gives workshops and speeches on the power of enough and is soon releasing a co-authored companion guidebook to the book Enough. And she's also been a longtime advocate for women's leadership, something that I can really get behind, and has also served as a delegate to the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, where she has presented her message about Enough to an international audience. So I'm really excited to talk about this. This is all about liberation and self-empowerment today. And if you have any questions or you want to share a story, if you want advice, you can call into the show live today at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And on that note, let's please welcome Lori McCammon to the show. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Kelly. It's great to be here.
Wonderful to have you on. I'd love to know, what got you into this line of work? Did you know that you were going to become an author and do all of this advocacy work in your life?
No, I really didn't. I've been doing a lot of volunteer work over the years, but I could never have anticipated that my work would all be about this one word, Enough. It happened as I got a message, is what I call a divine download.
Sure.
And that's where I get sort of a full body knowing, a full message that speaks a different truth than we've been taught. And all of a sudden, I'm able to see the world in a different way just by hearing this message that I heard. So it was so powerful to me and so life-changing that I felt like I had to serve this message and try to get the word out about this very simple thing that is in our way of having the life that we want to have and the world that we want to have.
Absolutely. And do you think that anyone can have these downloads, or that other people have had the same types of downloads as you have?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I don't think that I'm special in any way for receiving this. I feel that we all have them. We have intuitive hits about things, you know. We get, you know, a pit feeling in our stomach, or we just feel like we have to, we see a person across the room and we have to talk to them. I think we get these messages all the time. And
It's a matter
of listening to them.
It's a leap of faith, but it's also almost like a practice to learn to pay attention to these messages. Our intuition is a gift, and it's an evolved mechanism that is here to guide us. And I love what you're coming up with, because I've read Enough, and I have to say, so much of what you say in the book feels like intuitions that I've had myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that I can't be alone in this. I'm sure there's many people who have felt this, and what you've done is articulate it in a very clear and simple and easy to follow way. And I'm wondering, what made you choose this approach to the topic?
Thanks. Well, I wanted to say about that, what you were just saying first,
sure,
about everyone receiving this. I think the reason why the Enough message is so resonant is because we already do know this deeply inside. And,
sure,
and it is something that we're receiving, all of us at some level are receiving this message about Enough. My approach to it, because it was such a personal experience of getting this message, I knew that wasn't going to be, quote-unquote, enough to convince other people or to share what it is I experienced. So I decided, my background is in science, and I really love blending different things. So I approach this as a sort of a re-engineering exercise of trying to reassemble this message that I received by going to, you know, systems theory and quantum science and archetypal psychology and even indigenous wisdom and feminine wisdom. And then the arising social movements that we're having that, to me, all share this common idea of that there is enough for everyone when we share.
Absolutely. I've had Chris Agnos on the show, who runs Sustainable Human, which is a huge blog and Facebook website. And his whole premise is the path towards a gift economy, that we can completely revolutionize the system ourselves. It's really interesting. And it takes the enoughness almost to the extreme. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, you would definitely like that. I've had several guests like across different fields, psychology, science, spirituality, economics, talking about this idea of enough. And we're going to a break in a couple of minutes, but I think maybe the best way to start the show is just by kind of talking about, you know, what do you mean for our listeners, you know, is this like having enough possessions, or how do I get enough possessions, or is this more deeper than that? What do you really mean when you say the transformative power of enough?
What I mean is that it is much deeper than that, that when we focus on our own inner feeling of enoughness, everything falls into place. In fact, when we do things like try to get possessions and in the thought that it's making us a better person or more worthy, we're actually using possessions to make up for that inner deficit of not feeling enough. So if we instead focus on the root cause of our own feelings of enoughness, then we are using the material objects in our lives to bring forth our own highest good and our mission and the ways we want to serve in the world. We're not using it to make up for something. So yes, this is a deeper exploration into what is enough for each of us.
I like that. You know, we can turn anything into a drug as humans, or anything into an addiction. And, you know, one thing that people, we are taught, I mean, we are socialized and conditioned to believe that accrue enough material possessions and you'll be happy and right. Everything will be okay. And when we come back from the break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Laurie McCammon and I are going to talk about this and the idea that this is a myth, right? Our happiness does not come from how much physical stuff we have. And for me, the physical world is almost like an illusion. It's like a dream, just like the dream world. so on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and Laurie's going to explain to us when we get back the myths of scarcity and where they come from and how to overcome them. So stick with us, and we will see you in a few.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And my guest today is Lori McCammon, who is talking with us about how the word enough can change your life and also help us change the world. Remember, you can call in live if you have any questions at 1-800-930-2819. And before we continue, Lori, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you to find out more about your books, your speeches, workshops, etc.
Sure. I have a website called weareenough.com. So you can find all that information right there.
Weareenough.com. Now, the power of we, what made you choose we instead of you or I?
Well, that's what we're moving towards right now. And this is really what enough is pointing to. In fact, when I was finishing up writing the book, I discovered something that really surprised me and delighted me at the same time. I realized that I was writing this book about one word, and I needed to research the origins of that word. So I did so, and I found that the original roots of the word enough are geph, which means together, and na, which means to rise up.
Oh,
so
wow.
Together we
no
rise.
Kidding. So really, this is a revolution of us rising up together. I love that. I love that. Well, I mean, and we were talking during the break a little bit about how it does seem like the word enough is just appearing everywhere, political campaigns, books, social media, websites. Why do you think it is? Is this because we're all kind of, we're starting to realize things need to change and we kind of instinctively know that there is a message here that's important?
Yes. Yes. We're all waking up to this, and it's all tied into this scarcity myth that, if we listen to what we're told in the media, we think that there's scarcity of everything, you know.
Yes.
Water, food, goodwill, all of these things. And we play along because what you believe in, you create. So, you know, if you believe in scarcity, you create scarcity. But, you know, to look at the bigger picture of nature, how does nature create? What is the story from which we came as, you know, a human species? Because, you know, this world that we live in is 13.8 billion years old, the story of the universe. And our story is relatively short in comparison. And so if you look at nature,
I saw the great thing on the cosmos, how if we divide the entire history of the universe into a one-year calendar, of human life as we know it is the last hour of the year. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And yet we have this kind of bravado, thinking that we as humans are the most intelligent species, and therefore we must have it right.
Right.
And when we really look, we see that the entire universe, or at least the world that we live in, is built around ecosystems. And what is an ecosystem but a system that allows a diverse group of species to coexist and create enough for one another and with one another?
Yeah.
So
and
we
see that
our story is in contrast to from which we came, you know, the original enough story.
And yet we're
returning to it now, and I think you see it everywhere with all the arising social movements. You know, the sharing economy, permaculture, time banks, community currency, the creative commons movement. I mean, there's just all these different ways in which we're learning again that there is enough when we share.
Polyamory, another great example, something that my listeners might have heard me speaking about before. You can love more than one person without it taking away, again, like more scarcity programming. And I guess, Lori, my question for you is, we're seeing this resistance to scarcity. Where do you think the scarcity myth, where does it really come from, in your opinion?
Well, you know, when my research, I found that the origin of it was about 5,000 years ago.
Okay.
And that was the time when humanity basically went from being totally in sync with nature and dependent on nature. You could think of it as like our infancy stage of our species. So sure. We're dependent on Mother Nature. And then we entered into this childhood phase, which was taking more and more control over the production of enoughness. And we did this through repeatable technologies, such as, growing things on our own and, all of that. So when we did that, we should have entered a phase of life where there was more than enough for everyone. But unfortunately, we hit adolescence, which is all about competition and bravado and ego and all of that. And that kind of hit also with this idea of the survival of the fittest. You know, we have this thought that survival of the fittest is human nature. And yet, if you look at Charles Darwin, who actually coined the phrase, he didn't believe that at all. He never meant it to be extrapolated to this is what nature is. It's all about fighting for dominance. In fact, you know, when he wrote the book, The Ascent of Man, he only referred to, survival of the fittest twice. And I think 95 times referred to love.
Oh.
So it's been part of this myth that it's our human nature to compete with one another.
Yeah,
and you say in the book,
you talk about that our nature is actually to collaborate with one another.
Yes, exactly.
I love that.
Yes,
you know, we talk about this kind of collective consciousness of that people working together, co-creation. We can create so much more together than we can independently. Mm-hmm. And it feels good, too. It feels good to share and good to work together, doesn't it?
Oh, and it does. And, you know, we can realize that we are walking communities of 32.7 trillion cells that cooperate and work together. So
yep.
When we remember that, we're actually literally made of cooperative nature.
I love that. You talk in the book about how we need a new human story. And mm-hmm. I had a guest on my show, Maya Zuckerman, who writes about kind of how we're changing from the hero's journey, which is a kind of very adolescent mm-hmm. perspective, to the collective journey.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. there's different archetypes on the collective journey that it's time to walk away from that more adolescent singular hero's journey and focus mm-hmm. on the collective. Is that what you're referring to as well with kind of like what our new story is going to look like?
Absolutely. It is a collective story. The hero story has been so damaging to our psyches because if you think about it, for there to be a hero, there also has to be a victim and a perpetrator.
Yep.
So if we keep creating culturally these hero stories, we are continuing that dynamic where two-thirds of the players of this story are either creating horrible havoc or suffering it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the heroes, as we know, suffer quite a bit. So, the new story, I look at it in terms of the lens of the enough story, which is we've been living a never enough story, and we flip that now. It's like a master key that we've been looking at the shadow side of the word enough and only really interpreting it in the negative. I don't have enough. I am not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing enough. And those are all very disempowering, and they keep us from being major players in the change that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So to move into the change, to move into what's birthing on our planet right now, that is absolutely so beautiful and so fun and invigorating to participate in, we need to explore that flip side of the word enough. I am enough. I have enough. We are enough. We have enough. You know?
And
even the enough is enough can be a negative, can seen as a negative message, an old story, because it's separation. It's a story of separation, us versus them. So
yeah.
I encourage people when they even look at that, they look at enough with an exclamation point as meaning you are claiming enough for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, a world in which there's enough for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And how do we create, I guess we'll talk more about this. We've got like 3 minutes to the break, but I am curious as a psychologist, is this something that we can kind of mind hack ourselves, or what for you are the practices that can help us kind of let this sink in? Because reading, it's very good. But what are the active things we can do in our own lives to create that sense of worthiness and enoughness?
Well, I find that there's just really one simple thing that could make a world of difference, and it certainly has for me. And that is just to keep noticing when the word enough pops up in your life. And then to ask yourself without any judgment, is my orientation towards the word enough in the positive or in the negative here? Am I believing an enough message or a never enough message? Just observe that, and it will start to shift your thinking.
That's fascinating. I'm definitely going to start paying attention to that for sure. I do see it come up all the time, and not just when planning for the show. But I know for me, one thing that's really been helpful is mantra, and the idea of repeating words and phrases to yourself. And I learned this technique from Jimmy Ohm, who's my partner, a little kind of worthiness meditation that has made so much of a difference in my life. And when we get back from the break here on Lucid Planet Radio, I'm going to share that meditation with you guys, a little practice you can do every day that will unbelievably enhance your sense of worthiness and enoughness. And when I get back here with Lori McCammon, I am also going to share with you guys more hidden places where we can actually find that we are enough. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Lori McCammon talking about what it means to be enough. And before we left for the break, I told you that I was going to share a little bit of a life hack, mind hack, whatever you want to call it, that I have found for myself, which is how we recognize that we are worthy, we are enough. And like I said, my partner, Jimmy Ohm, who has been on the show countless times, taught me this. And what he said was, write it on the mirror, write it in lipstick or a dry erase, write it on the mirror and then say it out loud to yourself. So I am worthy of love, or I am enough. I will always have enough. Write that on your mirror and say it to yourself. And I guarantee the first time you try to do it, it's going to be hard because you're not going to believe it. But it's true. And the reason you won't believe it is because you've been conditioned for so long from a culture and a society and other people who've told you you're not enough or you're not worthy of love, but you are. And that little action, the more that you do it, it's a kind of a cognitive behavioral programming kind of brain hack where you start believing it. Have you ever tried that, Lori?
Well, yes. I think that we were just talking about that today. I'm working with a group of women from an organization called Gather the Women, and we're developing a companion guidebook.
Nice.
So we were talking about coming up with a personal motto, something that's very affirming like that, and yeah, writing it on your mirror, maybe creating a bumper sticker or a T-shirt or a coffee mug or anywhere, putting it everywhere, because I agree with you. You know, the never enough message is everywhere. So to counteract it, it's really important to keep hearing the more subtle inner knowing about the fact that you've always been enough and that you always will be enough. And there's nothing that you have to do to earn that worthiness. You are here, and therefore you're worthy. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic. I also think finding a tribe.
Yeah,
that, you know, a group of people who are taking this journey with you and wanting to keep affirming that they're enough and that you're enough is really important in this time of transition on our planet as well.
Exactly. But would you agree that saying that you're enough and you have enough, it doesn't mean settling for things or people or situations that don't make you happy. It's not like, oh, I have enough. I shouldn't have to try, or I shouldn't have to kind of push myself to be successful. This is a different kind of meaning. Am I right?
Right. Yes. I mean, I think it's really about getting to that preciseness of what is your enough. Your enough and my enough are not going to ever be the same. I mean, what you need to live your life to your fullest is very different than what I need to live my life to the fullest. But chances are we've accumulated through time a lot of generic things that we were told were going to make us happy. You know, whether it's a house or a car or a degree or whatever. I think the importance is if it supports who you truly are, your authentic self, then that's your enough. But if it doesn't, if it's something you're just adding to your life because you think you should, that isn't doing you any good. In fact, it's probably costing you time, costing you money, costing you worry to have all those things in your life. So this is really about a process of getting really familiar with what you need and who you are and turning the lens inward more, because we're so programmed to just keep looking outside of ourselves for that, you know, worthiness, for that validation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and it's such a good point because really, I know so many people and, you know, my whole goal, one of my greatest goals with everything I'm doing, my writing, my show, whatever, is to help people connect to that authentic self and to help empower them to realize that they are completely in control of accepting themselves and their happiness and everything in their lives. You have a control, even if you don't control other people, of course, but you get to control how you react to them and how situations that are outside of your control make you feel. You still have control over you in that way. And so this is, again, it's part of a process of empowerment, and it can be very scary. And I've been through it. I'm sure you've been through it. Just as an example, you know, I thought I had it all, and I had, you know, the house and the car and the job and everything. And I had my doctoral degree when I was really young, and I was a professor at 24, you know, and I thought that, you know, I had everything and I loved what I did, but I felt like I was living the life I thought I was supposed to live that would make me happy with all the things. And actually I felt kind of like I was missing my true authentic self-expression. And that's what brought me on this path. Maybe, Lori, that's something you can relate to as well.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I think that, you know, that's a lonely feeling when we think that we've done all the right things, but we don't get that feeling inside that it is the right thing for us. And I think the social contract is breaking down. I always like to bring things from the individual to the collective. In other words, I think the problem that we have is not just a self-help problem, even though that's a part of it is overcoming the program that we've all been exposed to. But I think it's a bigger problem than that. It's a paradigm problem, because this paradigm is always telling us that we're not enough and that we need to do this or that. And so we look and we see how, for example, you know, college students are in tremendous debt now. I mean, the promise was get a college degree, you'll get a job. That's not necessarily true. You know, the contract was save for retirement and you'll be all set. Well, you know, after the 2008 crash, that turned out to be kind of, you know, a problem too. So you can do everything right according to this sort of social programming and still not get the results that you think you're going to get. So why not spend this life doing what you really, truly feel called to do, be your authentic self? And I found that that's really the true path to feeling happy and fulfilled and to serving what this planet needs.
Well, that's it, because we have a purpose. Don't you believe? I believe we're like 8 million puzzle pieces, and everybody has a gift, and everybody out there has something to offer that is important. And if you don't know what that is, or if you don't know what you're passionate about right now, that's okay, because this is a process. And some of us have a eureka moment where we figure it out. And others of us, it takes a while where we have to work and try different things until we find that spot. But you do have a purpose. And I really believe that in order to kind of, I'm an optimist. Let me just say, I'm an optimist. And I feel like I wouldn't be here fighting this fight if it was totally unwinnable. Like, I actually really do believe that humanity can solve the problems that we're facing. We can become more of a kind of level one society where we take care of each other and we don't rape the planet for resources. And we have, you know, free energy for everyone. And we can stop fighting these wars, these nationalist wars. I believe in a lot of things, but it, you know, it all starts with each individual finding that authentic passion and self-expression.
Oh, I so agree. I have this saying, it's like, we aren't a hopeless optimist, we're humanity's best hope. I think it's so important for us to believe what we know inside is the right story. And this is what gets me excited. It really does. I'm so excited because I feel like we're reaching that critical mass of people who understand that this, the old story is not the only story, and it's a terrible story, and we don't believe it anymore, and we're breaking free. We're liberating ourselves from that story one by one, and we're doing it in the way that you describe and doing the kinds of work that you and I and so many others are doing on this planet to reorient towards our authentic selves. That is the work that will bring us to this world that you're talking about. And I do believe it's coming. And it's, in some ways, it's already started to come and be here. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. And so a couple minutes. You use the word, like, liberate yourself in the title of the book, How to Liberate Yourself. And is this really how we liberate ourselves, through the Enough message?
Yes, I think, you know, it's what you and I have been talking about, is that the cultural story that's 5,000 years old is not the truth of reality. Yeah. It's been a crafted, man-made story that diverges from what's true in nature. It does not follow natural law. So we need to liberate ourselves from that story and return to what's true. And what's true is this enough story that embraces all life on the planet. And once we do that, our gifts will find their perfect alignment with what needs, what the world needs from us. And we will we'll move into this place where we're empowered again, because this, the never enough story is incredibly disempowering on every level.
Yes.
You know, because you don't participate if you think that you're unworthy of receiving. You don't participate if you don't feel enough for the job. You don't participate if you feel there isn't enough out there, so why even try?
That's a big one.
You know, it's very liberating to liberate ourselves from that old story.
Lori, when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about this, particularly for our kind of millennial listeners and young people trying to find their voice and the place in this world, which seems so chaotic and full of fear and saddled with debt. And I really want to address that when we come back, about, you know, practically how to change the thinking here. So when we come back, Lori McCammon and I are going to wrap up the show about enoughness on a Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. So see you in a couple minutes.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we are here with Lori McCammon, author of Enough, and we are going to wrap up the show right now. What I wanted to bring up, really, we're talking about the future, and we're talking about kind of the places where we could find that we are enough, and also how we cope with kind of the fear and chaos of this world and kind of rising above it and knowing that we already have what we need. Lori, quickly, let's talk about the four places where we can find enough.
You know, the first place is nature itself, because nature has always told an enough story. So when we look at our human body, we look at ecosystems, and we even look at how species have evolved over time, what we find is the successful story that goes on to build the next level of evolution is always about cooperation, not about competition. That has always been. And our bodies and our lives are actually a reflection of that bigger story about cooperating and creating enough to sustain everyone. The other place that I find really exciting that people don't even think about, but it's used in all of our cutting-edge technologies, whether it's satellites, cell phones, microwave ovens, all of these kind of wireless technologies, is that we have had for so long in this never-enough world what Eckhart Tolle calls object consciousness. In other words, we only pay attention to a very little bit about what's there. So if you were to look at the night sky, you would notice stars, but you wouldn't really think about what's in between them. And we've gotten to this point where we're starting to think beyond the old story of just the objects and thinking about the space between objects. And so scientists have found that the space between objects actually contains 10 to the 40th, that's 10 with 40 zeros, more energy than in solid matter itself. So if you were to take a square meter of empty space, it would actually contain enough energy to boil all of the oceans of the Earth. So this just is a metaphor for me for what it would be if we can go from this never enough cramped story into the greater reality of enough. That's a lot of enoughness we're uncovering, and we're doing it in science and technology. Because, see, that always reflects what's going on inside us, in our consciousness, if you look to the culture.
Absolutely. So, God, that's fascinating, isn't it?
And then there's two other
how little we know about our world, or how, what we're finding out about what we've taken for granted.
Right. Yeah, there's so much that we take for granted. And so then there's two other places, and another place is our connection to spirit, you know, it's been so delegitimized for so long, but the Romans and the Greeks both recognized that we had a direct line, basically, to our higher consciousness and to inspiration and to our genius through that collective consciousness. So that's another place that I would really like to see us really work with that. And of course, the other place is the we that we talk about, this interrelational space, where if we can get beyond the old stories of competition and not good enough, we can actually free ourselves up to work together in a way that's very synergistic.
You know, I think that last one is really probably the most profound and the most important, because we're all here together. We're all a species of brothers and sisters. We come from different backgrounds and we have a lot of conflict, but what got me into studying social psychology to begin with was the fact that, you know, people are the best and the worst parts of life, right? They can cause us so much struggle and conflict, but we absolutely need them. I mean, loneliness is the bigger killer, is like one of the biggest killers out there and predictors of really bad health, being lonely. So we have each other and we can work with each other. And we all, as much as we might disagree on how we want to do it, we all have a stake in seeing, you know, humanity thrive and become more connected to nature and seeing the planet not suffer. You know, we all have a stake in that. So just to wrap up the show, Laura, you've been a great guest. It's been lovely to talk about all of this. I feel like we're totally on the same page.
Yes.
I wanted to bring up a kind of fear-based environment. And there's a lot of fear-mongering in the media. I mean, now more than ever with this election cycle, it's a little out of control. And you know, we mentioned earlier the millennials. And I wanted to bring up a point about the millennials. I'm 34, almost 35. So I'm either the oldest millennial or not quite a millennial. But what I'm seeing in the people my age and younger is this kind of hopelessness and despair and not really wanting to participate in the system because it doesn't seem to be working. And I think that many young people, it's actually a huge benefit that they are not so vested in the old paradigm. They see its flaws. This isn't a bad thing. This is actually a good thing, because seeing the flaws of the old paradigm, we have an unbelievable opportunity to help craft a new paradigm. And I guess my question for you is, when we see all of this kind of fear and all of the media, and it seems like there's more chaos than ever, how do we know that things are actually getting better and shifting to a good place? And how can people kind of feel galvanized by this instead of more afraid?
Oh, yeah. I think it's just a matter of changing your lens, because when you look for enoughness, you find it. And, you know, there's that wonderful book, Blessed Unrest, where Paul Hawken, the author, documents the millions of movements that are happening on the planet that are doing it quietly, but that it's becoming more visible. And I think, you know, the sharing economy is mainstream now. So we're going to see more and more of this. And these are a lot of millennials and younger people who are leading these efforts. And I've been joining in with my son, for example, on some of these things. And it's been a pleasure. And I do believe that the old system is dying. And the good work to be done is to align with this arising new enough story. So, you know, keep the faith. And also know that people my age, I'm in my 50s, are awake and ready to partner with
yes.
you. It's
yes.
different than the 60s.
You are not alone is very important.
Right.
Very quickly, I wanted to ask you, in the book, and maybe this is a good way to end it, you talk about how humanity is moving from expert to essence.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right. I think there's been such a reliance on experts, and this ties in with your concern also about how the things seem to be falling apart and so fear-based now. That whole story of someone else telling you what you should do or what's the right thing to do, it cuts down on our ability to synergize and come together. So we are moving from this place of reliance on experts to understanding that the true wisdom that can really arise comes through the synergy of working together and welcoming everyone's gifts to blend together. And that accelerates our intelligence more than anything else.
I love that. I think that's a great way to end the show. Thank you so much, Laurie McCammon, for being such a wonderful guest. And really, really touching the nail on the head. We can make little changes in our everyday lives that can have huge ripples. And it's by, like you said, embracing each other, working together, and believing that we have enough and we have what we need right here. And we do. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you to all of our listeners who tune in every week to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I have such a great time doing the show. I feel so incredibly blessed to get to speak to all these amazing people every week and share their stories with all of you. And you can continue to join me every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can, again, you can go to my website, lucidplanetradio.com, to find out how to tune in across the world. And the Lucid Planet, you have all of my writing, podcasts, etc. Find me Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And also on iTunes, you can subscribe and download all of the podcasts. Next week, I will have Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, MD, on the show, and we will be talking about natural health, detoxing, which is something I'm doing right now. And also one of the greatest struggles that is so important for our health, which is how to overcome sugar addiction. Sugar is more addictive than pretty much anything else on the planet, and we're all kind of addicted to it. So I'm very excited to talk about this with all of you and hopefully get some tips for my own personal detox and healing as well. So stick with us, light and love, all the good vibes, and I hope to see all of you guys next week. Take care.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.